Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like you're stuck in a mental loop of worry and doubt? Like that heavy blanket of anxiety just won't budge, or maybe those waves of sadness keep crashing over you? You know, the kind of days where getting out of bed feels like climbing Mount Everest. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. Anxiety and depression are totally manageable. This isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about equipping ourselves with real tools to navigate these tough feelings and come out stronger on the other side. Think of this podcast like your daily dose of mental first aid, packed with practical tips and a whole lot of encouragement. So, let's dive into 5 key things that can seriously help you shift your mindset and start feeling more empowered. First up, self-compassion. It's easier said than done, right? But seriously, treat yourself like you would treat a good friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for feeling down? Nope, you'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. Apply that same kindness to yourself. Remember, it's okay to have bad days, to feel overwhelmed, or to just need a break. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. Number 2, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ever notice how our brains love to play tricks on us? Sometimes, those little voices in our heads can sound scarily convincing. But guess what? They aren't always true. When you catch yourself spiraling into a vortex of negativity, ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, thoughts are like clouds, they come and go. You don't have to cling to the negative ones. Thirdly, movement is magic. I know, sometimes the last thing you want to do when you're feeling anxious or depressed is exercise. But trust me on this one. Even a short walk, some gentle stretching, or a quick dance party in your living room can make a world of difference. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally lift your mood and reduce stress. Now, let's talk about connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for belonging. Make an effort to connect with loved ones, even if it's just a quick phone call or text message. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust can be incredibly therapeutic. And hey, don't underestimate the power of joining a club or group where you can meet people who share similar interests. Lastly, remember that seeking professional help is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. If you're struggling to manage your anxiety or depression on your own, please reach out to a therapist or counselor. They're trained professionals who can provide support, guidance, and evidence-based strategies to help you heal and thrive. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. Sarah was a brilliant graphic designer, but lately, she'd been struggling with anxiety that felt all-consuming. Her creative spark seemed to have dimmed, and everyday tasks felt like monumental challenges. One day, while scrolling through social media, she stumbled upon a post about the benefits of mindfulness meditation. Intrigued, Sarah decided to give it a try. She started with just 5 minutes a day, focusing on her breath and letting go of racing thoughts. Slowly but surely, she noticed a shift. The constant anxiety started to ease, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. Sarah's story reminds us that even small steps can make a big difference. Remember, you don't have to tackle everything at once. Choose one or two things from today's episode that resonate with you, and start implementing them into your daily life. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember, you are stronger than you think. So, go out there, embrace the power of self-compassion, challenge those negative thoughts, move your body, connect with others, and never hesitate to seek professional help when needed. You've got this. And remember, keep those positive vibes flowing, because in this crazy world, we all need a little extra sunshine. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Let's spread the positivity together. Catch you on the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.